Back at it again, IOU Redemption Podcast. Big Speaker.
And your boy G White. Let's get it. Sips tea.
Yeah, might get interesting this episode.
Hey, man, you got to pull out your finest batch. You got the tea. I got the A1. Apple juice. You know. If you don't know,
get in tune.
Get in tune. Get in tune, man. Hey,
none of that play apple juice.
Nah, this ain't that. This no preservatives, all that good stuff. It's a big difference. Straight off the farm, ain't nothing added. I'll take that.
Yeah,
for sure. So, man, but today gonna be. you know, before we get into anything, I want people to understand that, because I had to revisit this with a family member, and we're going to talk about family today, but about the range, right? Where, you know, you may jump on our podcast and think you may have us boxed in or figured out, and they're going to talk about one specific thing, and no, that's the thing. We want to make sure that we're hitting it on all levels. So you're going to get everything from common current events to educational things, inspirational things, hard conversation type things. I mean, whatever's clever at the moment.
Whatever, you know, is what clever.
Whatever's clever. So
we ain't no regular degglers.
Nah, you got to have range. And I feel like that's something that we always have had. And I feel like that's what the world need, not to have people talking about the same thing everybody else talking about, or not being able to have a diverse conversation or vernacular. So I'm just looking forward to it, bro, because like every topic, we could kind of connect it to our own life and some practices and different things and stuff we know other people going through, too. They just either don't know how to have the conversations, nervous about the conversation, or a lot of people feel alone, bro, with a lot of stuff, for real.
Yep.
So we're going to jump into these IOU moments before we get into the nitty gritty. You want to go first?
Yes, sir. Let's do it.
Go ahead.
My IOU moment for this week is be the best version of you. And learn to accept the ways of others. And when I think of this, we just had a pastor just had like a kind of like a mini comment on this during the sermon. But this is something that I realized like early on, but I wasn't able to apply it. Like I always was like, why are you not doing this like this? Like, how could you think that way? Like, what are you thinking? Like, and now starting to go through different situations in life, relationships, just in general, like family, like any type of relationship with family. And that can include uncles, sisters, brothers, mamas, dogs, cats, whatever. Right. Mm-hmm. Like you can't control how other people are going to be. And what you have to do is be the best version of yourself. Don't keep expecting that person to change. Maybe adjust yourself to the best version, not just change yourself, but work on yourself every day. And I'm bringing this up because today we're talking about family matters. And they ain't going to change.
Nah.
So you can work on them all you want, year in and year out. They ain't changing. So what do you do to keep your sanity and make life better for yourself? So that's what I'm telling you today. This is what I owe you, is that work on yourself 100%. And when someone isn't meeting your expectations or doing something that, you know, you think they should be doing, you got to accept that and know they are not you. They don't think like you. Mm-hmm. And when you do that, life is much better.
It is. Before we get into mine, I want to touch on that. Like, the real option is for you to learn how to navigate around those people. That's healthy for you. You know what I'm saying? Because you got to be the best version of yourself. I'm not the same person I was last year, year before that. You get what I'm saying? There's some good, there's some bad, right? There's some things that I've got delivered from, and there's some things that maybe in a certain aspect of my life I've reverted back to. What I mean is we're ever changing, and I'm always trying to work on myself. You know what I mean? Like, as quick as possible. Yeah. Because I don't want to be the old fool. I don't want to be the person that's stagnant in life because I didn't want to, you know, get out of my comfort zone and have some tough conversations or look in the mirror like we've said a million times. Because life is going life. At the end of the day going end. So I want to be the best person that I could possibly be at the end of that day. So I'm with you on that, especially about being the best version of myself. So
yes, sir.
So my IOU moment. Being smart can be a gift and a curse, you know, for several reasons, right? So it really can, because, you know, at times, a lot of times, and I'm not saying I'm the smartest person in the world, but it is hard for me to play dumb, to not hear what someone says, to not pay attention to what they say to me and hold them accountable for it. You know what I mean? Like, maybe if I was just a little less smart, I wouldn't be able to catch up. Maybe what they say might go over my head. You get what I mean? But here I go. I had to catch that. Now I can't unsee it. You get what I mean? I can't unsee it. We can't move past it. Now I got to address it. That sucks. But it can be, like I said, it can be a gift, though. It can be a real gift, because for the obvious, career-wise, life-wise, whatever else. Not saying that, but I'm saying the curse part is crazy, because you can't unsee some stuff. And then if we're talking about from a professional level, you become too smart, or people see how smart you are, you get looked at like a threat. People always think you're coming after their job. People always think that this, that, and the third, because you're smart. Or they're gonna overwork you because they know you're smart too. Yep. If they figure out how smart you are, now you're gonna become the workhorse, right? Now they're gonna overwork you and maybe use you because they know you are smart. Yep. So it's a double-edged sword in your personal life and your professional life. And you know, I've seen it. The more skills I've obtained, the more I've learned just in life how to have no conversations, and just I've added value to myself or whatever. It is very hard, because when I see somebody I see it so many slow conversations. I'm not even lying to you. People try to pull one over on you or say something, and I see it in slow motion. I'm like, why do I have to be so detail oriented? Why did I have to just pick that up? I know you lying to me now. So now we're going to have an awkward moment. And I can't see past this. And I don't want you to talk no more, because you're making it worse. I know you're full of it or whatever that may be. So being smart to me, man, it could be a gift and a curse.
See him back there?
Hey, Cito.
What you need, man? But look, for that, being smart is a gift and a curse. So I see this all the time on jobs. Like, if I get hired on for a particular role and people know about my engineering background, right? So seeing this on the job where people always know about my past history, my electrical engineering. So if I'm there for cybersecurity, then for some reason, they think that they could use me for my electrical engineering work when they paid me to do this cybersecurity. So now you think you could get two in one. And it's not happening. Mm-hmm. So I think that being smart is a gift and a curse, like you said, because like I read in between the lines and everything. Mm-hmm. Like, you said that and you saying this, I know where you're trying to go. I got to address it now.
Listen, we do that with each other.
Yeah, with each other. Yeah. Actually,
we can't have.
We call BS. Yeah.
We dissect each other's conversations to where we can't even get to the other point because one of us ain't giving it straight. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, hold on. And you're like, right. We just can't unsee it. Like, and so a simple conversation with simple-minded individuals, that conversation might already be done with. And we still stuck on the first 2 points of it because we just like, oh, hey, hold up, man. Hey, you said this.
Yeah.
This. And we won't move.
You're going to move forward. It can't get swept under the rug. There ain't no, the broom is not available. You're going to kick it with your feet and you're going to leave some crumbs.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying? It don't work that way. So definitely, man, gift and a curse. Gonna.
Yep. So that's how. So those, like I said, that's the IOU moments, man. And those are very true when it comes to just either being the best version of ourselves and navigating and everything, or the battle of when you do gain some knowledge, some skills, some wisdom. You get what I mean? There is a very good side of it, but then there's that ugly side to it too, because it's like, dang, now I can't this, now that, now this is happening. So, you know, but without further ado, y'all, this is IOU Redemption Podcast. We finna get into it, man. So without further ado, bro, let's do it.
And if we had the Family Matters theme song, we would play this now, but we ain't got the copyrights for it, but it would have been stupid. Like, well, yeah, let's get into it.
Let's go.
So hold on. How do we even get on this topic? Like, right now, you got all this stuff out in the media right now about Family Matters, right? You got Drake's song, Family Matters, send it to Kendrick Lamar. You got Kendrick talking about his matters, right? And then you got Drake talking about his Family Matters. Then you got the whole Diddy situation, Family Matters. You got, I mean, it's a lot of stuff in here we talking about. So, it's only right that we kind of address this part of our lives, Family Matters.
Yes.
We got three major points. And yeah.
I mean, three major points, Sips T. You are funny with that T. Yeah. Hey, but it's so relevant right now. Yeah, but the 3 points is facts. And I know we ain't the only one to deal with it. We're gonna jump it off right here. I'm gonna let you take off with it, bro. With the first one. Support and challenges from family.
Support and challenges from family. So I just want to make it clear that when you on the road to success, it's almost like, you know, give you this analogy because everybody knows about it. Let's talk about like a young guy in high school, phenom basketball player, right? Doing good, doing this, doing that. He's shining. Okay, he gets to college. He's shining. Oh, he's going to go to the league, right? Before the man even get to the league, before the man even get to an NBA work day or like just the skills to showcase what he can do, like before he even do anything, his pockets is being touched. So I'm going to just go there. His pockets is just like radar, bingo, right? And this is one of the major challenges we face in the African-American community. But this stems down, that analogy kind of like goes far. It stems all the way down to simple as you being the person that go to college. And because you're doing something so like not normal, it looks like you are like a superstar. No, you got a college degree. You got that paperwork. I know you got some money coming. I know you got a big time job. What they paying you? That question wanted to be asked. What they paying you? How much you paying? Like, and the point about this is that, you know, alongside these journeys of this road to success, we really be needing support. Anybody who's come from nothing and trying to make it somewhere, like, you don't understand how much support you need. You got like it'd be rough times.
Yes.
Where you really have to have your own personal mentality to like say to, like talk to yourself like, let's go. We can't go back. We got to do this. We can't do this. If we don't do this, we fail. Like there's zero return to home. And we don't have that. If you don't have that support system, it's very detrimental. And this is one of the challenges, because we find ourselves in the pickle where we go through these things and we don't have no support. And then when we make it where we want to be and where everybody expected us to be, here comes the challenge of the family wanting something from you. And again, even when you make it out into your dream or whatever, you still need support, because you do have low times. Just like you're still human, you have low times.
Yep.
But every time somebody pick up the phone to call you, is what can they get? What can you do for them? No one's ever calling to check on you to say, how's it going? What have you went through this week? What are some of your challenges? What can I help you with? I know I don't have the expertise like you do, but there are some things from a different perspective I can give you. And I'm going to let you go right now, because I just keep rambling. But this is one of the points I want to make about this, is that no matter what you're doing, it don't have to be money. It don't have to be anything like that. But one of the biggest things about the support and challenges from family is that a lot of times family don't understand when the mission is not complete, I can't help anyone. Like I can't. If I'm trying to get the job and I'm going through the interviews, I haven't got the job. And when I do get the job, I haven't got paid yet. And when I do get paid, I haven't had enough money to save up for myself yet. You understand?
Yeah.
Give it time and you will get what you want without having to ask.
Yes.
So no. I'll let you go.
So because it's a few points with that. It's a few points with that. I've had to have some tough conversations, but let me back up before I get to that part.
Yeah.
We talk about people calling to check on you and stuff. I consider myself a pretty low maintenance family member, pretty low maintenance. Like, I mean, I don't require much. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not bothersome. I'm more of a resource than anything, and I don't throw myself on people. You get what I mean? I don't call, and I've dealt with some pretty bad storms, and I still deal with it myself. I've never really put my storms on other people. But when I think about what I need, what I be looking for is just people to call and check on me, bro. Just how I'm doing today. You get what I mean? Now, I get that in my household for sure. But that better be if you're in my house.
That's different.
But what I'm saying outside of my house.
Yeah.
I mean, Wanda will do it. My oldest sister will do it. Wanda will call me and just say, how you doing today, brother? How you doing today, brother? And she don't know. That mean the world to me. You get what I mean? Because I navigate around a bunch of people every day who could care less how I'm doing. And I may have given myself to 100 people in some sort of capacity in a day or something. But for you to ask me how I'm doing. My pops would do that. You get what I'm saying? Hey, what's going on with you? You sounding different. You know what I mean? Like, no, I'm not the person that's probably going to call you, ask you for money. I'm not the person going to be asking you to borrow this, do that, do this, that. Nope. But, you know, at least call and check up on me every now and again, see if I'm doing all right. I think people forget we have good and bad days, highs and lows, too. That's the kind of support that means the world to me. And that's the kind of support that I be needing, to be honest with you. So I appreciate when my sister called me and say that to me. You know what I mean? Because that's why when she called me, I come running. That's why when she don't, you know, and people are like, man, that's, you don't understand. I don't play about Wanda. Like, I don't play about my oldest sister. You know what I mean? And I tell her that now. I tell her that every time she do it. She know she mean the world to me just because of that. You know, so but then, like, we talk about, let me get to the bag. Let me shift the subject again. We talk about getting to the bag. You do. I've had these conversations early on. You know, people think you get to a certain status or whatever. And it's like, let me get this. Let me get that. Let me get this. And had to have some tough conversations. You got to let me get it first. You get what I'm saying? You definitely got to let me get it first. So, and I came out of college. We had Rosie the summer after I graduated college. So now I'm a young man, being a dad the first time, moved from a whole nother state. You get what I'm saying? Moved from Kentucky to Illinois, rent double, triple. You get what I mean? Trying to figure stuff out. And I'm getting people hitting me up like I done really done something special. I'm still trying to figure it out. I'm working retail management at the time, talking to you about different stuff, trying to figure out a work-life balance and everything else. But to everybody else, he done made it. Yeah. I didn't make it. I'm just doing something a little different. I'm on that road though, and I'm trying to get there. And when I get there, trust me, have I ever seemed like somebody that's going to forget somebody? I'm very unselfish, and you ain't going to have to ask me for it. You get what I'm saying? But you got to let me get it first. Let me stack it first. Let me flip it. Let me turn this into that first. Let me clean up this type of debt or credit. Let me do this first. Let me pay something off first. And I promise you, I'm going to take care of those that done took care of me. You know what I mean? Like, I know weirdo. I'll never forget where I came from. I'll never forget who done really poured into me, who done been there. But I'm not going to play crazy with the people that haven't been there. But the people that have, they know it. And it ain't nothing that's going to stop me from taking care of people. But I got to get it. I'm still trying to get it. And everything that I've gotten thus far, to some people may say you got a lot. Some people may say you got a little, depending on which ends of the spectrum that they're on. But everything I've gotten, I've shared with the people I care about, my community, and my loved ones. I don't care if I learned a new skill. I don't care if it's some type of materialistic thing, right? Like I said, a vehicle or an experience or something. I share that with people. You get what I mean? I talk to them. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just one of those things, man, especially when we're talking about family. That love and support is so special. And I'm not saying that I don't have any support, but I know some people with some excellent support, crazy amounts of support, bro. That probably and there's no surprise to me with some of the stuff that they've done. There's no surprise to me. You know, when you see some of these stories, I really thought Kanye was a nut for the most part until I seen his biopic and I started to kind of see that relationship that he had with his mom. And whatever else. And it made sense. And it makes sense how he crashed out after she passed because of how close that they were. And I wouldn't even say crashed out, but kind of changed his identity. You get what I mean? Because he's still light years ahead of the average Joe, but he just it changed him. It changed him. So I make sure that I try to, you know, speak life into my kids as much as I possibly can. And because it does matter. It really does. It really does matter what you say and what they hear. So like if you calling your kid an idiot every day or a dummy every day, then what you think? What you think that's really gonna do later on in life?
Absolutely.
Like, or if you letting them figure out stuff by themselves that you should have equipped them with, what you think that relationship gonna be with y'all once they figured it out? And mama should have taught me that. Daddy should have taught me that. But life had to teach them that, or somebody on the street had to teach them that the hard way. They're not gonna be grateful from you. They're gonna say, "Where you been at? I needed you. Why didn't you teach me that? Why did I have to learn this lesson from the prison cell? Why did I have to learn this lesson from getting beat up or getting robbed or whatever, whatever?" Some people, you know what I'm saying? I'm just saying that support, people don't understand that the support is a long way, like even in our friendships. And then we can move to the next point. But how you my friend if we don't support each other? Like, I don't think me and you ever not had each other's backs, and I ain't talking about no money. I'm not talking about money at all.
Money didn't even come into the picture until like it's starting to now, because we get into a point where like literally take 10, 11, 12 like years for us to like finally get to like okay, and now we can try to like do things, but that never came into the place. So it's always been you know, conversations and strategies and talking. Yeah.
And not making each other like even when other people don't understand the vision or the bond or whatever you're dealing with, you know, supporting each other in that. You get what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
we took completely two different career paths. We played sports, but different sports and everything else. But and nobody make nobody feel different about it. And we try to support each other in the capacity that we could. You get what I'm saying? So, and we call each other for different stuff to sharpen each other up. That's support in itself. You get what I'm saying?
That's all we asking from family and other people like is for you to come out and do those things, be that person for us. Mm-hmm. Here's one of the things I want to say about this is that when the well runs dry, ain't nobody eating. No. So you suck the life out of the person who's trying to make it happen. You don't keep their mental straight. And then what? So then when that happens to that person, me or whoever else, who going to save them? Who going to save me? Can't turn to nobody.
You lose your mind. Who going to pay all your bills for you?
Nobody.
Nobody, bro. I'm tell you, I'm your right hand man. And I'm not paying all your bills over there. You get what I'm saying? I got my own bills over here. You gonna move in with me? We gonna, you know, something like that. But like to be like, you get what I'm saying? Like, instead of rallying around that person that has the gift or whatever, right? That's trying to break the chain.
Yeah.
It don't work that way. Sometimes that person is the person that becomes the bad guy, maybe alienated, right?
Yeah.
And then it's like, dang, I'm the first person in how many generations? So if I don't do it, how many more generations is it going to take to get to right where I'm at? And if we just help push me just a little further, maybe we'll never, none of us will be in this position ever again. You know what I mean? Because like we're going to move to the next point, but I've literally.
No, but it rolls right into that. That's about the communication part.
Right. And I'm going to say this and I'm going to let you take off with it. I've literally had the conversation of like when people have said stuff or made me feel some type of way when I mean well. I've literally, you could ask Alex, like I literally have said, like, they don't know. I'm doing this for all of us.
They don't get that.
I'm doing this for all of us. Every one of us. Like, so when I talk to 3 or 4 different maybe family members and maybe they working on plans just for their household, right?
Yeah.
Maybe they haven't just their household. We grinding to do this, and then I'm just saying, and we grinding to do that. Oh, and I'm trying to do this, so you ain't even share that information, but you over there doing it, okay? But I'm sharing everything I got, any knowledge, whatever else, and I'm working on a play for us all. But you end up the bad guy. That's a bad feeling. You get what I'm saying? Because you know you unselfish. And you know you're working on something for real for everybody to where maybe the next generation of little cousins and nieces or whoever else, they don't got to go work for somebody else. Mm-hmm. They're going to work in the family business. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Or they don't even got to focus on work. They could just focus on education or they ain't got to, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I've had those conversations, bro, but take off with this communication and boundaries.
It's like the line in the sand. The second point here is communication and boundaries. So the first one was support and challenges from family. Okay. So when you get that foundation set and hopefully you can get the support on the front end instead of like the success comes and then you see the fake support coming afterhand, right? Hopefully it's beforehand, but whenever that point gets there, it's time to address the elephant in the room, right? You have to come up with some form to communicate what's going on, set some boundaries, and I'm going to break both of these down. I'll give you an example, and I'm again, this is family matters. I didn't grow up close to my dad's side of the family, and but I have vivid memories of me playing on Eaton Street And directly across from my Uncle Robert and him house was my dad's side of the family.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I'm out there playing. I know them are like, I have siblings on that side, right? And I have family on that side. But I would sit there on Eaton Street by myself sometimes, right? And just look at them over there playing. They knew who I was, right? They knew who I was. They didn't want nothing to do with me. So, okay, that was when I was little. Fast forward the story, I get into high school and, you know, I'm playing football. I'm in the newspaper. I got college coaches coming to visit me. I'm number 5 in the class, 4.0, blah, blah, blah. Everybody, they hearing all of this, right, on that side. I kid you not. Aaron and the McCoys, the favorites. Like, those ones who took me in, accepted me, that support system, all of that, right? And on my graduation day for Hammond High, I don't want to get into that, but you talk about family matters. Yeah. All, like, it was so much, like, overpouring of support from that. So I'm like, hold on.
Yeah.
You said you my who? My who? Right. My uncle? My who? That's who? No. And this is what I'm saying. Like, I want everybody to be able to avoid those type of situations. Because when you make it big, when they start to see, they smell that success coming, they smell it. It's like right there. It's like, you know, some people like chitlins. I don't like them. I don't, because whatever. But,
but you smell them though.
When you know they're in there cleaning them, you start thinking that hot sauce. Okay, what hot sauce we gonna get? I know they got some cornbread. I know what the size is. What I'm like, right? That's how it is with real life. Like, you start to see somebody getting some success. Okay, I know he gonna need this. He might. Okay, let me see if I can slide in there and help him with that, or let me see what I can get from. This is happening in real life, right? And I'm trying to tell y'all that before it gets to that point, set up some communication. Communicate to these people. Tell them what you need now. Is you're gonna be better off by discussing it right now. Let me tell you, how can you help me? How can I help you? Right? Here's the things I struggle with. I'd like to talk to you about this. Get to know this person. A lot of times we don't really know our families. We don't know them like we think we know them, because it's just a high end, what up, cuz, here and later. It's not really actually knowing that person. You don't know how they are as a business person. You don't know how they are, what they think, and their motives. You don't know anything. You got to get to know those people. And what I'm saying is, when you get to know those people, you should be able to understand their true colors. And the true colors will allow you to set boundaries. And what I'm saying is, you can't set boundaries until you know what the true motivation behind that person is, because some people have bad intentions and some people have good intentions. So I think that setting those boundaries is key, because if I make it to the NFL or wherever, somewhere big, my boundary is, you're not getting $1 million from me. I don't care if I have 90 million. You're not getting $1 million. You understand? If I just got a $5,000 bonus, you might not get $500. You understand? The point I'm making here is, you can't come to me and just ask for money. You can't come to me and just ask. Support me first. You need to tell people, support me. Help me with this. Ask me how my day is going. Ask me, what do I need help with? Make that person understand this is the expectation. And when you set that boundary, you might have some type of friendship there that you didn't know exists. You just got to communicate.
You definitely got to communicate. Here's the thing with me. I'm going to say this a little backwards. I'm going to do the boundaries, then the communication.
Yeah.
Boundaries is very important with me, with everybody in my life. I have to operate like that professionally, so it just go on to me privately and to everything. And if, you know, I try to respect people's opinions. I don't assume anything. Two things I know to stay away from, and I've seen people fall out about real quick, and I've said it to you before. You talk about, you try to tell somebody, comment too hard on who somebody lay down with, or you try to tell people how to raise their kids, you'll fall out with your closest partner real quick behind those two topics. Like, it just get real sticky. So it's a boundary. So it go back to what we said a few episodes ago. I've learned how to be happy for people in situations where I wouldn't be happy in.
Yep.
Some say you don't care. Yes, I do. I care enough to keep, let a smile stay on that person's face. And if they happy, I'm happy for you. Even if I don't understand your happiness.
Happy.
You're happy. Smile. You smiling. That's all that matter. Go ahead. I couldn't be that person. Maybe I that ain't my cup of tea, but it obviously is for you. And it put a smile on your face and whatever else. It's my job to be happy for you being happy. So, and that's how I am with the boundaries with folks. And I also make sure I keep a clear line of communication by not having thin skin, because I'm always, like we said earlier, trying to be better than I was the day before. So if I do something, I say something that makes somebody feel some type of way, tell me the first time. Tell me the first time. Tell me the first time I made you uncomfortable. Tell me the first time. Tell me the first time I crossed the line. You know what I'm saying? Like, give me that fair one, right? Tell me that. Don't sit on it 3-4 times because that's not my intentions.
If now you coming around the family functions, you come to the house and this unspoken war, this hidden thing that's happening. You got this agenda.
Tell me.
I don't even know what's going on.
Pull me to the side. You assuming or listening from this, that. Pull me to the side. Hey, I feel this type of way because of this, because of this, because of this. Let's figure it out. And if we can't figure it out, then I'll understand the awkwardness. Then I'll understand the distance because we tried to talk and it didn't work. We ain't got to go to blows. We ain't got to do nothing like that. As grownups, I love having a good conversation because we talk about communicating, right? Telling somebody how that made me feel. And I don't do it punitive either. I tell a person, hey, bro, don't do that no more. Not for real, bro. Yeah. Not for real. Just like that. Not for real, bro. Not for straight up. Like, don't do that. Like, and let's leave it there. I'm telling you, that's the boundary right there. So the next time it happened, and maybe I come a little different, be like, I just told you. So it's okay to communicate because, look, this is from both ends, right? So you set your boundaries, and then you got to communicate. You got to tell people. But don't hold them accountable for the things that you haven't told them.
Hold on, hold on, G, because like we can't skip over this point right here. I just realized, like,
what
interesting perspectives here. You said boundaries first, then communication. What, and correct me if I'm wrong, but to see, this is how our brains work differently. What you're saying is these are your internal boundaries, period. Like, this is, these are your foundational boundaries for everyone. Like,
everyone,
this is the baseline.
I don't talk race, religion, politics.
Right. Exactly.
I don't talk to people about how they're raising their kids. I don't talk to people about how they're laying down with who and what. I don't care about none of that. I don't do it.
So hold on. So listen, a key point here is like some other friends call each other the B word, like play jokingly, right? And I know from you, like, that is a boundary. Like, you can't do that. So you say the boundaries are what you ain't going for to begin with. And then communication, right?
Yeah.
So that's you. On my end, this is funny. my end, I'm like, I like to talk to the person, understand what you're thinking. Like, if somebody come to me and be like, I want to invest in your business, I want to talk to them and be like, check their temperature. Why? Why do you want to do that? And then when they show their cards, then I'm like, okay. You ain't getting into this just to make money. See what I'm saying,
bro? But look, that's you as an engineer. Y'all mindsets. Yeah. It's crazy because in my career, I'm not an engineer, but I partner with engineers every day. The thought process is always different. Y'all think more. Y'all break stuff down differently. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy, bro. I tell a person in a minute, man. I don't throw surprise parties. I'm gonna tell you where you stand with me. I'm gonna tell you where my lines are. You get what I mean? Because I want you to know. I want you to know. This is not a trick with me. I'm not setting traps. You get what I'm saying? So I think you definitely got to set those boundaries and communication. And the quicker you do it, the better off the better off you'll be. You know what I'm saying? So look,
you are.
Look, I got a hard boundary right here. and I communicate it. I'll be somewhere, and I'm not saying that. I'm not saying, and some people are going to say, that's a crazy process. Either or, I'm in a lot of conversations where when people get liquored up, get the feeling good, whatever, during extracurricular, they want to talk business. They want to talk business, or they want to do this and that.
They stuff like this and that.
Yeah, and I ain't really like shucking and jiving, like, you know, like when I've really had people come like, man, let's start this, do this. And I tell you, because I'm never too intoxicated to know what's going on, right? And I've probably said this at least 15, 20 times to people. I'll be like, I don't talk business. And why we under the influence, right? And the person to keep on saying, man, I want to go build a mansion, man, I want to do this. I would say, I don't talk business when we do this, like when we're drinking or when we out at a bar or something like that. So I said, we can have this conversation tomorrow. So I'll follow up with the individual when we both are in a different headspace, right? And 9 times out of 10, the conversation ain't the same it was last night.
Nope.
Because when we start talking business, I'm a completely different person than when we just BSing around and laughing, joking, and talking about the old times or some current funny event. When you start talking about business, that's how I feed my family. That's how I've made transitions in my life, by handling business. Nothing's been given to me and not playing with the hustle. I have zero room to make those type of mistakes because I am the one for my family. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, I am the sacrificial lamb. I am that person. So I just, yeah. I'm real particular about business endeavors. I'm real particular about having those conversations. And that's not saying I'm not above having a conversation. I just rather we do it when we both have a clear head. That's just me personally. Some people can do that. I'm not that person. I feel like that's risky business when we get drunk and make gentlemen agreements on things. You know what I'm saying? Like, no. No,
but you keep you saying that because look, I'm gonna tie it back. Look, you know where I'm going. When do so in family matters,
right?
When are we all at the round table and it get to that point? Somebody probably got some Hennessy, somebody probably got a fifth or something.
Yeah,
they've been drinking it. And here you come walking the room, cuz. Yeah, that go cuz right there. I know he gets
the bag.
It's a perfect opportunity to have a discussion with him right now. Cuz, yeah. Man, look, man, I got this. Man, I'm thinking about doing this. I got this going on. I just started, yeah. And then it's just like, is that what you describe, man? We can't do this right here, right now. I know it seemed like an opportunistic time right now because we're in the same space. You feeling good, but it is not the idea to bring this conversation up right now. You understand?
Mm-hmm. But if you come to me because we cuz or whatever else, come to me on a different day when we're in a different space. You know what I mean? Now, it's okay for your family to come to you and say, like, I got a bright idea I want to talk to you about, or I got later something on. I want to get up. Yeah. I got something I want to holler at you about tomorrow. Or what's your schedule looking like
we
this week? Because I got something on my mind I want to talk to you about, because I need to holler at you. About.
And now you really got my attention now.
Yes, because then I'm like, yeah. But if you want me to sit down at the family function where I'm sitting there currently trying to enjoy myself too, and you want me to write out a business proposal for you right now on the picnic table and and all this stuff, you probably gonna lose me, especially on my recreational time, because I like to feel good and have a good time like everybody else. But it's just navigating through that. We love family. Come talk to me, but just know how to have these conversations. So that does go into the under three.
Number three.
Understanding when they talk about family. So there's two parts to this, and I'm gonna take off on it first, because I've said this a million times. Sometimes you won't be understood. Sometimes you literally won't be understood.
I think a lot of times you won't be understood.
Most times you won't be understood. You're going to be every name under the sun. You're going to forget where you came from. You're going to be this. You're going to be that. Yep. You're going to be all of that. Mm-hmm. And then some. You're going to think you're better than people. You're not going to be humble. You're going to be crazy. You done lost your mind. You smelling yourself. You're going to be a sellout, Uncle Tom. You're going to be a bunch of stuff. Whatever people feel like call you, that's what you're going to be, versus them telling, just saying like, okay, he locked in. He laser focused on his goals or her goals and dreams. they're going to call you the ugly names first before they say something kind like that, because they just don't understand you or want to understand you or can't relate that and mad that because you're not responding to them in the way that they want you to respond to them. Well, there's a reason why maybe I'm not in the position that you are in, because my thought process is different. So, of course, I'm not going to react in the way that you think I should act, like react, because we're different. We're different. You get what I'm saying? We're different. I'm going to sit on something. Maybe I might get quiet. Maybe I need to get back with you tomorrow. Maybe I don't like making impulse decisions. Do you get what I mean? So that type of thing. But I'm going to flip it this before I give it back to you. I've had to understand a lot of people in my life, in my family. I understand why they have maybe insecurities that's in some cool ways, right? maybe they have self-doubt. Maybe they have these type of issues with handling certain situations or understanding my perspective on it. And I don't judge you, but I understand you. I understand why you feel that way. I understand why you don't get it. I understand that, right? Because I have to adjust my thought process to understand and to still live and love people and be around them. Because some family members you can't get away from depending on how close they are in your family. So I got to figure that out. Be like, oh, that's why you that way. Okay. So I know how to adjust myself to understand you a little bit better, because you don't know what this takes. You don't know what sacrifice, what this really looks like, or you don't know what I have to do to get this or to obtain this, or how I had, what I had to go through to change this part about myself, or why I get quiet. You get what I'm saying? Or understanding why I don't respond to certain things that you may think I would respond to. I consider myself like a really good debater, right? Like a person that I don't mind having a good conversation, a healthy dialogue back and forth. But if I won't have conversations with people that are, I consider like a deadhead, or I won't have conversations that I don't fight battles that I know I can't win. Like if I know there's no common place that we can meet at some point with it, let's not have the conversation. Let's not get into the name calling. Let's not sit on the phone for 35, 40 minutes that I never get back. You get what I mean? Because if I know you and I understand you as a person, I know we going down two separate streets and they don't connect. So I'd rather just not. I'm going to let you drive down your street. I'm going to go down my street, but we ain't got to be on the same street. And I'm going to still wish you well. Just over there, though. You understand what I'm saying? Like
on that way. Yeah.
Yeah. So go that ahead way. With it, though.
I want to make this point about understanding, and this is one of the biggest items here. Like I said, my IOU moment, try to be the best version of you. And just like you said, no longer try to change that person. Don't think you can do anything to alter that person's state of mind. But I think that here's the funny part in this. We have to shift us from wanting to get the support and the support from family members to us giving support to our family members.
Yes.
And what I mean by that is not supporting them financially and giving them all their needs, but supporting them and you understanding that they don't understand, like you said, what it takes to do what you do. They don't understand why you can't give them this because of this situation. One of the things that I think about here is that when a family member is silently mad at you, you got this silent war going on. This person is talking the same stuff to you, saying stuff about you to other family members that you don't even know an issue exists. You don't even know what the stem of it is. And you have to say to yourself, what is the underlying issue behind this? Is it me? Or is it just that they haven't reached a point in their career where they see themselves where they're able to grow? So for example, if you're the little cuz and the big cuz is mad at you, right?
Right.
And the little cuz feel like the big cuz feel like that person raised the little cuz, right? So when the little cuz is out there career doing better than the big cuz, there's an issue there. Okay, so when the little cuz and the big cuz get in the same space, share the same space, look like the little cuz is using the bathroom on the big cuz, right? Well,
yeah, that's someone's perspective.
The little cuz has to take the understanding and understand what's going on. You see, no one ever likes to be called little bruh. I'm big dog. I'm top dog. What you talking about? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing little about me. I'm big dog. You the little mm-hmm. cuz. Mm-hmm. You, this is stigma. You the little dog. I don't care how. I'm the big dog. This is a thing right now. It's a challenge that you have to overcome. And this is what I mean by understanding is that you have to understand that this person doesn't want to look inferior to you because they are the big cuz. And you have to when you understand that, why the situation and that aspect, you say, okay, let me tone some of this stuff down. Not hide your, not like
dim your light always, and stuff. Yeah.
Not
yeah.
dim your light. Always keep your light shining. But I'm saying like your approach. So be more inviting. Cause I got this going on. You know, I want to see if you want to stop through. I'm gonna have everything you need. Just come through. Instead of maybe they just come or something, or they get there and it's just like all your stuff is just like all your gifts and everything is just shoved in their face. Like, he got this, he got that, he got that, he got that. No, because I'm going to have this over here. I'm going to have the RV out. I'm going to have this out. I'm saying, like, let them know what they finna come into, because you ain't finna come into nothing regular. I want you to know that. I want you to come share this space with me. Absolutely. I don't want you to feel like I'm just inviting you over to flex on you.
Look,
that's how we got to play it.
So take off right here with this one. That's exactly how I feel about everything. You just said, I'm letting you know because I want to share this with you. Every major purchase that I've made, right? So I've bought two houses. The layout, I don't only just think about my family that live in my house. I think about my family members that I can entertain. I love entertaining.
Yeah.
If you know me, you know me. I love cooking for people. I don't gripe about it. Even the holidays, like, I've cooked for all the holidays. I was hosting Thanksgiving dinners to the fight parties to whatever. I love hosting people.
Yes.
So I think about my layout of my house. You get what I'm saying? Like, so like last summer, like when you came out here, we all in the pool kicking it. We got the man cave cracking. We doing all this. That's on purpose. That's intentional.
On purpose. We bought the house because of the layout so we can entertain the folks.
Entertain. Yes. Yes, we got the campers and stuff because I want to show that. I show that to my nieces. My nieces have come camping with me their entire lives. You understand what I'm saying? I take their phones away from them so we can unplug and just get to know, like, talk. And they be like, "Look, what I'm going to do without my phone, whatever, or how my mama going to get it?" I say, "Your mama got my number. She could call me, but we going to enjoy each other." You get what I'm saying? I do that for them. I don't just think about my kids with this and stuff. I think about my family. Like, I love entertaining my family and friends and people I care about. So y'all in mind in everything that I do. You get what I'm saying? I literally can, I be counting like, okay, we going to get this type of sectional because this type of many people can sit on this. And then we're going to get these many bar stools. Think about this conversation. We're going to have this table over here.
Dog, I built a bar that fit that seat like 16 people. I didn't have to do that. You see what I'm saying? I have intentions of bringing everybody here. But every time I do that, it's always something because they think I'm trying to be funny or I'm whatever. And then they don't respect what you got. You know what I'm saying? They just know they take hospitality for weakness. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, it's just people don't. And this is just family, man. It's family matters, man. They come to you. They're not supportive. And then you buy them a house, and they say, "Well, ain't no car in the driveway." What you want me to do? You ain't gonna work for you,
boy.
You see what I'm saying, man?
Boy, ain't nothing like doing something for somebody. And you know, no matter what it is you do, it ain't going to be enough.
And it ain't going to be enough.
That's the worst feeling in the world. Like, I consider myself an excellent gift giver. I'm like, bro, I'm betting like 1,000 on gifts.
Yeah.
Like, I don't buy bad gifts because I pay attention to people. And I'm telling you, man, boy, you just hit home with that one. There's no feeling. And Alex will tell you the most that I give somebody something, it's never enough. It's never enough. How you know what I'm saying? Like, that make me feel real bad. No, I don't want to do nothing. For your birthday, I don't want to give you no gift. I just want to give you an empty card. Like, just sign the card and just do that. But, you know, I may take something out, time out, research something, break the bank on something, do something just to make some people smile, because I love making people smile. And that's a bad feeling. Like you said, I buy you a house and you like, okay, the house cool. Where my car at too? Like, you ain't just grateful for the house. Like, you ain't just grateful for the thought of the house or something like that. So
look, G, look, hold on, G, look, because I'm bringing out all the points. When you got to tell a family member no, why do they take it to heart so much? Like, I'm not always in position. Like, no. Because you ask me for something and I say no, like, you got to know who I am. You got to know that I'm genuine. I'm going to give you what I have. But if I'm just not in the position, I can't. That doesn't mean you throw a tantrum. That doesn't mean you start saying certain things about me. That doesn't mean. And if I do something in the future for somebody else that was remotely close to what you wanted me to do for you, that doesn't. The two situations, though, are mutually exclusive. Maybe I was up at that time.
Boy, yes.
Like, I don't just stay stagnant. Sometimes I'm up, sometimes I'm down. You got to know who I am.
Yeah, and what time you caught me in. You get what I'm saying?
And what time, like, you caught me in.
But the thing is, anybody in life, because I even understand this, people forget that no is a real option. Like, I be joking with my fam, like my household, though. I be joking with my house. I don't say no a lot in my house. Like I rarely say no. I'm not the no guy. Like, Alex will tell the kids or something in a minute, like, nah, no. And I'll be like, I bet. Like, all right, let's do this, or let's do this or that, you know? But every now and again, I mess their heads up sometime. They be like, I'll be like, no. And it'd be like, what? I'll be like, no. I'm like, because I done probably said yeah for a long time. I'm setting the wrong precedent. So today is no. You can't do this. You can't do that. I'm not doing this. We ain't doing that. Today is no.
Yeah.
And it's like, damn. You know what I'm saying? But I've also had it from outside the household to where you tell somebody no. And like you say, you just become the ultimate bad guy.
You're an instant villain.
So you can say no because of what you're dealing with, or maybe you're not in a position to, but you assume something about me to where I can just say yes to everything and anything. And you're just so sure I got it at the moment, or I got the time at the moment, or that it just, you know, it just genuinely didn't slip my mind, because, you know, I'm not human, right? Stuff doesn't slip my mind. And you take it like I don't care, or you're not a priority. You know, I had a cousin that texted me today earlier, and I promise you, my day been 100 miles an hour, bro. And I had to apologize to him before we started recording. And I had to tell him, like, you know, I apologize for not getting back to you. I said, give me a call tomorrow, because because I feel bad, because my intentions is to get back with people. My intentions is to answer every call that comes to my phone and to respond to every message. But sometimes it might be delayed. You know, Wanda says, so we talk about, because the third point was understanding. I remember Wanda. My older sister, I always go back to people who really make impacts in my life. If people notice that by now, I reference them because I give people their flowers in real time. I remember her like my mom. Sometimes I think she struggles with understanding how busy I be. You know what I mean? And Wanda, when she first moved to Indianapolis, she saw me, like, she would come by the house almost every day. And she saw me, like, get up early. She seen me working second shift when I was working at Allison and different stuff, and getting off and coming late and getting back up and doing this, and how I did it just consecutive days, whatever. She had to tell my mom, like, she was an advocate for, like, Greg really be, like, busy, busy. You know what I mean? Like, it got to the point to where a person, the average person averaged 10,000 steps a day. I was averaging, like, 50. Bro, I was averaging 50,000.
Yes, dog. That
I was averaging 50,000, like, and I remember Wanda would tell people, like, he not faking this. Like, this dude do this every day. So that's why I am the way I am. That's why I don't operate off excuses. That's why I can't relate to a lot of stuff, because whether I feel like it or not, I'm busting my chops every single day in some form or fashion. You get what I'm saying? Like, I don't know no shortcuts. So, you know, it's that type of understand me too, though. You know what I mean? But that's all I have with that, man. And definitely the family matters is one of them things. Like, we just talking about us, but I know this is registering with somebody else out there.
Somebody.
I know.
Somebody give or take right a situation. Now. Yeah.
They're dealing with it. Yes, you're dealing with it. So don't be so like, wow, look at them talking. No, I'm not bad. I love my family. Pay attention to what I'm saying.
We ain't saying nothing bad about it. Trust me. This is...
I don't play about my family. I love my family to death. And I know they love me. But what I'm saying is just there's opportunities, there's struggles, and there's way we got to navigate with family. Family matters, just like that. Mm-hmm. And that's how you're going to get to that's how you get them close relationships. We need to know how to navigate around each other. We need to know boundaries. We need to know how to communicate with each other. We need to understand each other a little bit better. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know, that's definitely was a good topic to get into. And I feel like everybody around the world can relate to that. For sure.
Yeah, they gonna relate. That's why the rappers now, family matters, all this going on. So
yeah.
Key takeaway for this week is this. With family, it is a must that you have clear communication and boundaries on your road to success. Any lacking of these two elements will give you deadly stress and career detriment.
Definitely. It's we've talked this point through, and I mean, we ain't gonna beat you over the head with it, but again, without the communication and boundaries, it's gonna be hard. You're gonna be stressed out. You're gonna be in a lot of problems. I mean, to be honest with you,
nothing else. This can make you not want to reach any other milestones because you know every milestone you hit. Yeah.
But it literally can be deadly, like you put right there. Yes. It literally can be deadly, for sure. What? You know what I'm saying? Like, no, we grown now. You got to know the boundaries. You got to be able to communicate. I'm not the same little Greg I was when I was 4 or 5 years old. I ain't the same G-Y from high school or middle school. You get what I'm saying? I'm going to watch how I handle you, but you're going to watch how you handle me, too. So we can enjoy each other. You got to know them boundaries and communicate. Communicate. So for sure. What's the action item, bro?
Action item. Then please be honest about this. I don't care who it is.
Yeah.
Think of your family members. Which ones do you have obvious or hidden problems with? Develop a plan on paper to address the problems with clear communication and boundaries. I'm stressing hidden problems. You know the problem is there, but it seems like y'all just ain't vibing the same.
Yeah, you know the obvious too. Like, you know the obvious cousins or people, whoever. Not even just, I'm just saying, you know the obvious people in your family that y'all don't get along, or y'all just don't get along, or you know there's an issue because it's known. We ain't talking about them people. We ain't talking about the straight shooters where you at least you know where they stand with y'all stand. Y'all can speak to why. You get what I'm saying? I'm talking about the ones, like we said, you in that room and that tension is there, or that slick comment, that look, that side eye, that you know, y'all know exactly what I'm talking about.
And look, you know why we bringing this up about this whole thing about family matters? We always trying to get better. And the way we get better, I'm a family person. You are a family person.
Yeah.
Like, I want to succeed and have healthy relationships with all of my family. If I'm lacking a healthy side in my family relationships, it don't matter if I got $100 million, if I'm doing great in my career, because I like to be balanced. Like, one can't be always like over the other. Like, for me to be my best person, I want to have everything in balance. This is why this is so important, because you need the support of your family and you need healthy relationships to do your best work.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
So yeah, man, we trying to keep people from jumping off bridges, just committing suicide, just and this, I'm not being funny. This is for real.
No, for real.
People have family problems and commit suicide. They their careers, they can't work no more because just got out of a bad breakup or anything, man. The family thing, family matters is an issue. And I think
Keep it solid. Keep it solid. Know your issues. Know the boundaries. Communicate effectively. Check on people.
Yeah.
I challenge everybody to check on the people that you think are doing the best.
I'm going to say it in a different way. Because check on people who you know can support you in your own development. That in too. Other words, I'm saying, you know, you could probably need that person for something. But I don't want you to go to them knowing that you only ask checking on them because you need something.
Because you need something from them. Nah.
That's your family. That person wants to help you, but they're going to be reluctant to help you because you don't check on them.
Mm-hmm.
Just check on them. Just
check in. Just check in. Just I don't care if it's a quick text message, quick phone call. I promise you. I ain't want nothing. I was just checking in on you. You good? How the family? Tell them all I said. Hey, see y'all next time y'all in town. Love you, cuz. Love you, fam. Love you. Love you, bro.
And don't make it cheesy just because after you watch this, because I'm gonna know if you calling me and you ain't 100. I want, like, if you're gonna be take it there, say, what is it that I can help you with? Be confident in yourself. Just because this person got the success doesn't mean you stupid. You can help. I learned stuff from kids. You can help that person. You just got to open your mouth.
Bro, that's funny you said that last part, and then we're going to get off of here. I literally was just having this conversation yesterday, or day before yesterday, and I was telling people how I literally end a lot of my conversations, especially with, like, I started with just employees, but I'll do that to a family member too, though, or somebody, and I'll be like, how can I help you? Like, what you need from me? Like, before, you know what I mean? Like, I do that with every one-on-one I've ever had with employees. I end it the same way. And I do it in my personal life, too. You know, especially depending on, is there anything I can do? Because, look, sometimes some stuff people got to face on their own. Some stuff you really can't help people with. Some stuff people got to, hey, nah, I gotta do this myself.
Right.
But just that gesture, just to say, and I mean it, though. Hey, anything I can do? Well, yeah, you could do this or... Can we do this? Like, I literally have had people like say, like, well, you just did it. Like, you just extended yourself. Like, can we talk next week? And I'm like, yeah, we could do this. Let's put something on the calendar. Or let's just touch base once a week or once a month. Let's do that. Yeah. I already bet. It ain't about the $1 million. You know, anybody asking for no crazy. You know what I'm saying? It ain't about, like, worried about you asking me for a crazy loan, because that's inappropriate in itself by asking me sometimes for stuff that I can't ask you for. So I'm not even talking about stuff like that. straight up. So it's just that gesture of how you doing? Anything I can help you with? How can I be there for you? Y'all need anything? It means a whole lot. Because I'm probably going to tell you, no, I'm straight. I'm good. I don't need nothing.
Principle.
I'm probably going to tell you that 9.5 out of 10 times. But I'm going to remember that you asked me that, though. And that's going to mean the world to me. Hey, side note, I like that hat, by the way.
Wakanda forever, man. Family matters. I do things intentional, with intention.
Yeah, yeah, okay, yeah, so. Yeah, yeah. I like that. I pay attention to the detail. I like that. So, y'all, without further ado, man, this was our IU Redemption Podcast. This was the Family Matters episode. We love having these conversations. I know some of these conversations can be a little tough. I know some of these conversations can make people get a little uncomfortable. It can make you feel a little indifferent, but it's all right, because none of them are with malice. And it's all a form of healing and trying to better ourselves. We're trying to better ourselves as an individual. We encourage you to better yourself. We want everybody to be better. And it's going to take some uncomfortable conversations. There's plenty of people that just want to BS with you. There's plenty of people that just want to keep you in your comfort zone where you will fail, right? Yeah. But we don't know that. We don't know those type of practices. You get what I mean? So, you know, we really enjoy having these conversations because we open up, put our own selves out there so that, you know, the people can know that they're not alone and that, you know, we can relate. and that we're going to figure this thing out. We're going to continue to figure this thing out together. So we like it when people come support. So make sure you continue to like, share, subscribe, and tune in to the episodes. We have the full episodes, like y'all know by now, on YouTube. And when you get time, check those out. And we live every Wednesday, 7 Central Standard Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we just kind of chop it up in a looser version of the conversation. So we want people to make sure you continue to bring your questions there so that we can answer them with a live Q&A and just kind of have a relaxed conversation. You know what I mean? So, I mean, without further ado, man, we got another one. But this Are You Redemption podcast, it's your boy G White.
Big speaker.
And we out.